If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.
Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at Catholic Audio Media. .com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, and we're here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then everything falls on Catholic Audio Media and your favorite podcast platform. Just look up Catholic Audio Media, or unless you're on Spotify, look for, well, Catholic Audio Media, one word, or on Spotify, look for Catholic Audio Media, three words. So I've been recording this week all the way from just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in a place called Gibsonia in the suburbs of Pittsburgh, where is a place called the Ark and the Dove. And the Ark and the Dove is the place where the charismatic renewal of the Roman Catholic Church started. And it happened in 1967. And we talked about that earlier in the week. One of the important things to understand, this has always been my position, is when the Catholic when the charismatic renewal really took off in the United States, it had its own section, in a sense, from the United States. It seemed to be, it was like considered a movement as opposed to what actual spirituality is. And as I said, a lot of people were afraid of it. A lot of people are still afraid of it. Sometimes you can go into a group of Catholics and you just mention the charismatic renewal, and they will, some will just become very, very resistant to it. And others will know nothing about it, and still others will embrace it. But that whole movement of the Spirit that we're seeing as part of the charismatic renewal, we're seeing, as I said earlier, is being moved, is coming into, as a better way to put it, into the mainstream of the church. And that's one of the things to consider in your own prayer, to ask the Lord to call for, or pray to the Lord and ask for, a growth in your understanding of the movement of the Holy Spirit in your life, and more openness to the Holy Spirit in your life, and seeking to do the will of God. Remember, if you go back to the book of Acts, which is the main book that's read throughout Easter, you'll see they're always in touch with the Holy Spirit, but obviously they also have good discernment, and that's an important thing. And I said yesterday about being careful about anything that causes division. And so if you're in a prayer meeting and you see someone saying, we're doing this wrong, you don't know, only I know, and stuff, those are very clear red flags. And those are warning signs to you that you need to do some changes in your prayer meeting. But if you're not affiliated with this at all, if you're not affiliated with any of this, it's important to realize that the movement of the Holy Spirit is part of Christianity and has been since Pentecost Sunday, which we are looking forward to in a few weeks. So keep that in mind. That's a central part of Christianity, that the Holy Spirit is active in the church and guiding the church. Now, one of the things that you may have heard of with the charismatic renewal are certain gifts that people may have, and they are there. The most common, well-known, is the gift of tongues, which, as I said, an American audience tends to scare people. I've had that experience, not the scaring people part of it, a fascinating experience when I first went to Brazil, and people were in adoration of the Eucharist, and they were all praying in tongues. So they're praying in a language they didn't fully understand, or they didn't understand, but they were all praying very well in this language. Well, here's the thing. I didn't speak Portuguese at the time. I didn't know any Portuguese. I knew Spanish, but not Portuguese. And when I joined them in that praise, we were all praying together, even though I was speaking, I was praying with people whose actual real language, the one they speak every day, I had no idea. So we became united in our prayer through the gift of tongues. And this is the key element of anything with the Spirit. The Spirit brings unity in Christ all the time. So keep that in mind. Anytime there is division, that's a problem. And I personally have had to talk to people and say, be careful of this prayer meeting. There's a lot of division over there. So the people in there may be very good people, but I'm not going to allow the members of the, I'm not going to allow any connection between our prayer meeting and theirs, because there's a lot of division that you see over there. And the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul tells us, is the Spirit of peace. So until they adjust that, then I always encourage them to stay away from that particular prayer meeting. There's an interesting teaching that came from Father John Hampsch, who was very strong in the charismatic renewal. He was a Claration mission father. He has passed on as I speak now. But one of the things he taught is in the gift of tongues, you will see, and I've seen this with as many as more than 20,000 people singing the gift. It does the gift of tongues musically, and the notes are perfect. I've literally seen that in Brazil. And he says, whenever you're in a prayer meeting and you're praying in the gift of tongues and you start go into singing in tongues and everything is out of tune, that is a sign that you have to do some reconciliation in your prayer meeting. So there are all kinds of these other signs. Now, some other signs that you may hear are things like prophecy, where someone will say, maybe they'll say, well, I had a word, or I hear God is telling me to say, or they may just call it out. And you have to judge that within the context of Scripture. For example, if you heard some kind of prophecy along the lines, there will come a day where the Lord will make sure all people are divided among themselves and there'll be no unity at all, you can rest assured that is a false prophecy, because that's not the way the Lord works. The Bible makes it very clear. The Lord calls all to unity, so he wants us to always work to reconciliation and unity. So if you ever heard something like that, I mean, that's off the top of my head, that means that you're in your discernment, you realize this was not from the Lord. And if someone gives a prophecy, you happen to be somewhere, or someone says, gee, I heard someone call out a prophecy, you don't have to believe any of that. There's nothing in church teaching that says you have to believe it. The reason is because the fullness of church teaching is in Jesus Christ, and therefore it is in the Scripture. Anything else, including at a prayer meeting, is called personal revelation. And you don't have to accept it at all, because it is exactly that, personal revelation. And that includes miracles and thoughts and ideas that you may see in church, or you may see in shrines. For example, very fine place to the west of Massachusetts. It's the Divine Mercy Shrine. And there's the diary that has been put out by Saint Faustina, and it's the Saint Faustina diary. Now, you don't have to believe anything that diary says. A lot of people take a lot of comfort in it. A lot of people really appreciate it. A lot of people very much enjoy it. But you're not required to believe anything in the diary. You are open to, if you like, because it is personal revelation. So, and that goes for all forms of personal revelation. That goes for Fatima, that goes for Lourdes, that goes for anything you've heard from the saints, that goes for anything. You may listen to it, but if you say, gee, I don't think I'm ready to accept this right now, that's fine. There is nothing that says you have to accept it. The only thing you need to accept is that which has been established by the fullness of revelation, and that comes through the fullness of revelation in Christ. So this is another part of the charismatic renewal. And so with all these tools that we come together with, we come to understand that the Lord is calling us to a deeper openness to the Spirit, which is important because we're living in a time where people reject the spiritual and they're focused on reason. And so we're seeing very slowly a movement of the Spirit. Be open to that. Be aware of that. Be rooted in the faith in that. Know what are signs that are leading you closer to God. Know what are signs that are leading you away from God. And always be people of prayer, of whatever prayer you want. And don't be afraid of where the Lord may be calling you, but root everything in your prayer and root everything in the sacraments, and you'll see the power of the Lord continue to work in your life. We're going to talk more on Monday. Have yourself a blessed day.
You're discouraged. You try not to sin, but you realize that you are just not the perfect person you really want to be. No matter how hard you try, you realize that you are certainly no saint and ready to give up. Have you read the first letter of John?
If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
Yes, St. John's first letter, where you discover that even when you fail, God's grace is there to strengthen you.
If we acknowledge our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrong.
St. John promises you not only encouragement, but forgiveness and cleansing from every wrongdoing.
We say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his truth is not in us.
So the next time you feel ready to give up, read the first letter of John. You'll find it in the New Testament. St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.